Well, welcome back to the TWBC podcast at the Masters. This is the latest podcast dealing with some of the participants in the women's slalom and the men's slalom. Obviously, the slalom event wasn't without its controversy. But before we get to that, we'll see, or rather hear, the first of our women's slalom skiers, and that should be around about now. So another experience on Robin Lake under your belt, Pedrini out there on the slalom course. So kind of give us your analysis of how that performance went for you.
Thank you. I really wasn't sure about that five. I was actually really disappointed that I didn't run it, seeing as my start was so good. I just kind of freaked out a little bit, but I made it to the finals, and it's my first pro slalom final, and I'm really excited for tomorrow.
All right, so in the finals tomorrow, any change in strategy, or are the conditions and the weather going to be a deciding factor as to what you intend to do?
All I intend to do is go for it and put out a big score and just hope for the best.
Luisa, here at the Masters, an experience out there on Robin Lake, always challenging. How did it go for you?
It was fine. I mean, skiing at Robin Lake is always so fun. I wish I could have done more, but it's a hard lake, you know?
Okay, so what? Remind me what the score was. But
I did 3 at 38.
3 at 38 in some rather challenging conditions. I mean, if you had to do it over, what would you change?
I mean, the gate from that far end is better than the one near the dock, so I think I would have done 38 from that end still. I think I would have gone harder. I don't know what I would have changed. It's hard.
So, Neely Ross, always here at the Masters, the conditions can be a little bit up and down, very, very tricky setup. What was your reaction to your performance?
Well, honestly, I was going into this Masters just thrilled that I made it in slalom and hoping to improve a little bit from last year. Last year, I missed my opener. We had some tough wind last year, but, you know, I honestly felt pretty good out there. It's never going to feel perfect out there. You know, there's a lot of movement on the water, but honestly, I thought I was going to run 38. But, you know, it felt good. I'm happy.
So, Vanessa Veek, another experience in the books here at Robin Lake. Give us an analysis of what this experience was like today.
For some unknown reason, maybe because I only had 2 shots of coffee this morning, it was much harder than anticipated. Much rollier. I felt really fast everywhere, and yeah, a lot more challenging than other years.
You've been fighting injuries for a good season or so prior to this competition. Did that have any effect upon what you're doing out there, and will it have its effect further down the road this season?
No, actually, I'm fully recovered, and my knee's feeling great, so the body feels good, my mind is really good. I've been skiing really well in practice, so I was really hopeful for a better score than what I got today. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's such a privilege to be here and such an honour. And, I'll remember this experience for the rest of my life.
So, Ali Nicholson, what's up? How'd you get along out there?
Robin Lake broke my heart this year. That's okay. It's tough out there this year, for sure. There's really no wind to knock down the rollers, so you see them, you feel them. It's bumpy. It's definitely challenging. It's everything that everybody always says about Robin Lake. So already kind of some upsets. So we'll see how it turns out. It'll be very interesting this year.
It'll be an interesting season. Next tournament up is, I believe, going to be Lake 38, and then it's Europe bound, right?
Correct. Yeah. So Lake 38 next weekend. And then, yeah, I go to Europe. I fly out on the 16th of June, and I'm going for the whole leg, so really excited. Yeah, I think my dad's going to go for a little bit of it, and then going to hit some sights around and, yeah, go to some new places this year.
Okay, Whitney McClintock-Carini, your slalom is over and done with, unfortunately. First round didn't go quite so well for you. What happened from your perspective?
I mean, it didn't go well. The scores were low this morning, and I was just staying in a really good frame of mind, just feeling like super grateful to be here another year, and listening to my praise and worship music, bringing God in. And when I got out there, it was like I couldn't find a rhythm with the boat, and that's really all I care about when I'm skiing is as long as I can get into a rhythm, I can turn the next ball and swing, you know. And for some reason, my gates just weren't quite right out there. It was heavy behind the boat, and then just feeling no freedom. And so when you don't feel freedom out there, unfortunately, it doesn't go quite as well as you want it to.
So you're saying that, and amongst all of that, the one thing I extrapolated from that is that the conditions from year to year at the Masters are never the same. Would that be a good summation of what's gone on out there?
I mean, it's a lot different this year than it was last year. Last year was like nearly white capping winds, and this year it's glass calm. But you're going to see and feel the rollers more. Obviously, the driver's going to see and feel the rollers more when it's this conditions out there as well. So I'm not really sure why I couldn't find my rhythm, but I just couldn't dance with that boat today like I wanted to.
Well, as we get to this section of the podcast, let me tell you that I tried to get some words from Regina Jaques, but unfortunately she wasn't able to be interviewed. I did, however, get Jamie Bull, and we'll listen to her now before we go on to the men's slalomers, the limited amount that I have of them. All right there, Jamie Bull, you had a pretty good idea of what it would take to actually make it through to the women's slalom final. A very controlled effort out there, wouldn't you say?
I don't know if there's much that's that controlled on Robin Lake, Tony, but yeah, I definitely knew what the cut was. I had a really good start at 38, and then 2 was very bad, so just try to play it safe at 3, make sure I got over to 4, secured my spot in the finals, and then stood up at 5. So yeah, I'm happy to get to play again.
This venue skis very differently year after year, you know. So how you are able to adapt so well to the ever-changing world that is Robin Lake?
I think growing up on a public lake definitely helps. So I have had a bit of experience in this kind of water. But it's definitely a bit of a mental game here too, because we've been skiing on perfect lakes so often. You come here, the pressure's usually pretty high, the conditions are a little tough. So yeah, just keeping your head on straight and being strong.
All right, Charlie Ross, you've skied this venue a number of times as a junior, but this is one of your first, first pro event. How did it feel out there for you?
Yeah, you know, it felt good. I thought I ran a really good 38, and I felt like I was attacking and building towards something special, but, you know, maybe I had a bit of a spiky gait at 39, fell in a little hard, and then it made it kind of tough to get a good rhythm and fell short there. But, you know, it was good to be out there, good to be on the attack, and you know, it's all part of the process of getting towards the eventual goal, and you know, I was happy.
You feel this is a confidence boost for the season to come?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think getting here was definitely the result here. I thought there was some good moments. The end result, maybe, you know, obviously wanted it a little higher. I thought I could have challenged for something big, but you know, in order to get here, I ran a 5. I PB'd. I was skiing the best I've ever skied, and I really thought I could be up there with anyone, and I was skiing the best I could. And so, you know, the process the past couple weeks, yeah, it has been a confidence boost.
How soon do you think it will be before Canadian runs all 6 at 41?
I mean, Cole made it look pretty good today. You know, I've been trying my best. That's the goal. So there's a couple of us shooting for it. You know, Stephen, Cole, myself, Jamie Calhoun, and you know, you can't count out Whitney and Jamie Bull, so and my sister Neely. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think eventually it's gonna happen. We're gonna see.
So Joel Poland, personally I was convinced you got round number 4, but they judged you at 3. What was your experience like out there on Robin Lake for the first time on a slalom ski?
Yeah, you know, it was challenging. It was definitely rollier than I was kind of anticipating, and then I just didn't handle it the absolute best. And yeah, that's how it goes sometimes, but that's okay.
All right, so getting ready for jump?
Yep, jumping later today, so I got maybe a couple hours to chill, reset, and then go back out and jump.
Cheers, Tony.
So over the years, Nate Smith, you've experienced the good, you've experienced the bad here on Robin Lake during the Masters. Where does that fall?
Well, I mean, I think it all starts really 4 years ago for me, but especially the last 6 to 8 months, I've had my head inside a building and studying and getting rated in an aircraft now to fly for the airline. So I start my commercial flying on Tuesday after this tournament. So I've skied 4 times between Swiss and now, and I skied 6 times leading up to Swiss this year. So for me, I really have no way to judge what I'm feeling out there. I'm just happy to be here, and I'm not the best prepared this weekend, unfortunately, but getting a second career in order for myself.
And I mean, that's the thing. You just can't just turn on a switch and suddenly become the slalom skier that you hope and expect to be every single time. You know, preparation is like everything for this kind of deal. So once you get on board with with the airline industry as a commercial pilot, how much time do you reckon that you will have to prepare for something like this again should the opportunity come around?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. I got to be able to do something to afford to ski. So that's the reason for the secondary career. But, everybody else is skiing all year round to do this. And, you know, this winter, I bet I've skied 20 times since Worlds. So, I'm more than happy with how I skied at Swiss. I know people were confused as to why I didn't ski well, but I was happy. I'm happy with here. I mean, it's not easy out there. It's challenging. But given the amount that I've skied in 2024, probably 15 times total, I'm happy as can be. Now it's going to be an uphill battle trying to get to tournaments, qualifying for this event and all that, not making the finals for the first time ever in my career. So
having successfully hunted him down, he's not exactly the most inconspicuous guy in the world. Stephen Nevue, big old finalist. Your reaction?
Yeah, it was a tough one out there today. The conditions, although it was a nice day out there, the water was as rolly as ever. It wasn't easy out there, so I was happy to make it through for sure.
Does this go back a little bit to your open water days of skiing, you know, when the lakes were rolling and that kind of stuff? Did you draw upon that kind of experience?
A little bit. It's just it came down to, I'd say, just kind of making sure I've gotten to my zone where I need to be mentally. And got a couple cues to remind myself when the conditions are a little tougher. So just trying to take one boot at a time really out there.
Well, I'll tell you what, between now and the final, I'm sure it's going to be a restless night, and I'm sure that you've got a strategy in mind. Do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, take it easy tonight, watch some playoff hockey on TV, and try to take my mind off the inevitable for tomorrow, so just take it easy right now.
Well, and that was it so far as the slalom. Now, having given Patricio Font a little bit of time to cool down and to settle himself after his performance in the tricks event, I managed to get a little word or two of him just as he was leaving Callaway Gardens, and this is what we got. All right, Pato Font, you've had a little bit of a while to get calm and composed after you got done with tricks, but your analysis of how things went a little bit earlier on in the day.
I mean, I had a plan. My plan was to do Skyline 7. It's the run I've been doing. I feel confident. I don't know. I had a little bobble, landed a little too heavy, and when I came to the front, kind of lost the handle, and that was it for me. So, yeah.
All right, so obviously tomorrow the final's not on the cards, but you've got other events on your season, so what's the next one?
I mean, I have Monaco. Honestly, it's not as important as this one, but I'm going to go back home and try to train and get better and, yeah, try to do better at the other events.
Well, that's it for the time being. I'll have another podcast to round off today's action in both the women's and the men's jump competition. But this is Tony Lightfoot reporting from the Masters Water Ski Tournament. And as I typically outro with, it is ciao for now.